Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was his child.
Thank you.
was greatly troubled, assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people. He inquired of them where the Christ child was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea." And Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out.
As well as the way they make the whole scene flow.
beautiful scene, I ask you to take a moment to reflect. To reflect on the scene. For Luke and Matthew, and that's where the gospel today came from, a combination of Luke and Matthew, the two that import for us the infancy story. They did that with great deliberation. And they wanted, in a sense, in the scene that they were portraying, to capture the universality of this event. For it was an event that brought together all of the mystery of God's creation. Mary and Joseph come to Bethlehem because Caesar Augustus has decided he wants to count all people. He wants, in a sense, to build his power. Build his power by saying, look, because that child is not a cribs or in bassinets or in all of those beautiful things. It's placed in a manger. The feeding trough of the animals. And it is significant because, in a sense, as you have this whole scene of creation unfolding, God has another message. And the message is that I will build this kingdom represented in this scene. I will build it by continually feeding you with my life. Child in the manger is the sign of the Eucharist. It's the sign of how God continues to draw us into the mystery of God's life, that fulfillment of creation might ultimately be achieved. That in a sense, there may come a day, as Isaiah so beautifully prophesies, there may come a day on God's holy mountain when harmony, when unity, when joy, and when peace will reign over the face of the earth. As we prepare for Christmas, that's what we're preparing for. We're preparing to remember that this is what God has deigned to do in inviting us as the children participating in this beautiful scene, inviting all of us to participate day in and day out to make this scene live. Brothers and sisters, that is the ultimate challenge of Christmas. We thank the children for participating and presenting us with this great remembrance.